The New View Society was formed in 1973 to cope with the deinstitutionalization of Riverview Hospital, which was happening even back then. And their specific mission was to provide social, recreational, and work programs for people living with mental illness who needed at that time to integrate into the community. And they've grown quite a bit since those humble beginnings, and now they provide housing supports to over 200 people. And in 2011, Kathy and I were very pleased to attend the opening of their mental health wellness center in Port Coquitlam, which is a very impressive facility. And I'm very pleased now to introduce Jill Calder, who is the executive director, and Louise Jolicoeur, who is the housing manager, and Susanna Walden, who is the marketing community relations manager. And since we've been living in the Tri-Cities since 1993, and during all that time, I know that the New View Society has been doing the excellent work they do, but pretty much flying under the radar, and Susanna's mission is to change that. So Susanna, welcome.
Thank you, Sandy. I want to just right off the top say thanks so much for inviting us to come here today and offering to give us a portion of your share plate. As Sandy mentioned, the Society was formed in 1973 with the deinstitutionalization of the people that were moving into the community from Riverview. And the person responsible for that largely was Dr. Shauna Little, who was working out of a mental health unit in Port Coquitlam, and she realized very early on that when people were being reintegrated into society, they really had no support. They had no place to have a social experience. They had often no housing. And so Dr. Shauna Little was the founder of the society with a woman named Sharon DeSantos, who was working in the programs area. So together they started a drop-in clubhouse where people could come and a drop-in center, basically, come and have some interaction and some opportunities for socialization. So the society started very small and was serving a very basic need in the community. When you come to New View Society, you are referred to the society through either your family physician or through Tri-Cities Mental Health. So we do serve persistent and recurring mental illness. So not just somebody who has a little bit of blueness or sadness from time to time, but people with a very serious diagnosis. So they really do need our support and our services and programs. They're referred to us, and then they're assigned something called a community living support worker if they could use that extra support one-on-one. And our staff at New View Society is about 30 full and part-time staff that work in different areas, but largely the CLS team, which is managed by Louise here. They're the group that go out and really support these individuals one-on-one. So working with them, seeing that they're doing fine, that they're managing their medications, that they're able to make it to the bank, maybe need some help in getting to appointments, and just basically provide some great companionship and just friendship. So our CLS team is about 13 or so individuals, and they're just a very caring and dedicated group. The rest of the staff at New View would be comprised of Jill Calder, who's our executive director. She oversees the entire society. Myself in community relations. So my message is, my responsibility is to take the message into the community. And we have a whole administrative team that does things like the bookkeeping and that sort of thing. But we also have our clubhouse upstairs, which Sandy spoke to on Mary Hill there. We have a beautiful wellness center. The main floor of the wellness center is our clubhouse. So we have a team of people that manage our kitchen, and the kitchen is really vital because it welcomes people for meals, three lunches a week, where they can come and have a meal for $3. There's a muffin Friday morning where they can drop in and have coffee and muffins. There's young adults programs where there's dinners in the evenings where they make meals together and learn about healthy cooking and make friendships. So the kitchen is a real hub of the clubhouse area. There's also a library. There's a communication center. There's a beautiful living room with a fireplace where they can just hang out together and read and be social or just quiet, whichever they prefer. So we also have a portion of the clubhouse which is dedicated, as Sandy said, to employment services. So there's sort of an arm of the clubhouse, a wing if you want to call it, where Donna Benares works. And Donna is the person that works one-on-one with trying to find employment for our people. And they're all ready for different kinds of employment at different times because they do cycle in and out of wellness. So Donna would be the person that would meet with them and see what kind of work are they capable of managing today. And perhaps if they're able to be placed in the community, she will find them work at places like Home Depot or grocery stores or what have you. But something that NewView offers that's really quite unique is a social enterprise component. And the social enterprise is a business that's run for the purpose of benefiting the society, our members, and the people that use our services. It provides them with an opportunity for employment in an environment that they're very comfortable in. So we at NewView are running three social enterprise businesses out of our clubhouse. One of them is our Crazy Cookie Company, which sounds quite funny, actually, but it's very fitting. And so there's artisan baked cookies that are beautiful, large cookies that you might see in a place kind of like a Starbucks. And we sell those cookies at farmers markets, and they're very, very yummy. And so we have a kitchen where we can bake those and we can sell them ourselves. So we have people working in baking, which is wonderful. And we also have a company called Suds in a Bucket, which goes out and does property maintenance and things like light maintenance, fence repairs, painting a building, all kinds of things like that, so general landscaping. So we have a crew called our Suds crew, and they will go out and they will work in the community with some of our clubhouse team, and they're earning employment through our Suds in a Bucket business. So, and the third business we've started and we're really hoping to launch is something called One Stop Assembly. And the beauty of One Stop Assembly is we're looking to bring work into the clubhouse. Because a lot of our members really do well when they're coming into their recovery. They do well with the kind of work that some of us would consider to be a little bit mundane and tedious. Putting together packages, assembling, folding, stuffing, light assembly of a small piece of a unit of some kind. So the assembly work is great in that we're looking for contracts that we can bring into our clubhouse where our people can work at our clubhouse, and we have the space to do that. So I've been out in the community talking to businesses about whether they might have a fit for something they could bring to NewView, and we could partner with them in business. And we're still open to finding more work in that area, because it's just a great start for people. It gives them something on their resume, and when they're that little bit better and they feel able, they may be placed into something out in the community. But it is a great opportunity for them to have some work in the hours and the flexibility that works for them. So those are our social enterprise businesses. But the housing is a big part of NewView Society. As Kathy had, or Sandy had mentioned, we have, which a lot of people are unaware of, we have 5 homes in the Port Coquitlam area and a 20-unit apartment building that we actually own and manage. And our members are living in those houses. And we do support people in the community that don't live in our supportive housing as well. Now, the houses are a group home setting, or in the case of the apartment building, it's independent living. But we do have a lot of housing at NewView, and we're very good at managing housing. So with the redevelopment of the Riverview lands, which everyone is watching very closely, the NewView Society sits on an advisory committee. So we really want to be at the table and in those conversations on what might happen for supportive housing up at Riverview, because we can do that. We can be a part of that. So we are attending the open houses that are coming up here in September, and we will be making our voice heard in terms of development at Riverview. And crossing our fingers that if there is supportive housing there, that perhaps it will come to us to partner with BC Housing in that area. The other thing I wanted to speak to is the programs that we offer outside of our regular clubhouse programs. We do have things like a 50-plus program, our young adults program. We have activities, we have recreational opportunities. But we also do things like mental health first aid. And this is a course we offer about 3 times a year in our clubhouse downstairs in our amenities room. And it's an opportunity to take a 2-day course, much like a first aid course, but it's an opportunity to identify the early signs and symptoms of mental illness and what might you be able to do for somebody that you come upon who is displaying signs of of moving into a mental illness and needing some support and some services and directing them in the right direction. So this is a great course, and we have one starting October 1st and 2nd, I think, or 2nd and 3rd. So it's on our website, and it's on our homepage on the front if you were interested or know anyone. Great for HR people, great for anybody really working in any kind of a setting. Honestly, it could be even good for just a family member to take, for another family member to support. And speaking of families, we have partnered with the North Shore Schizophrenia Society, and they have brought a wonderful course to Newview to bring into the Tri-Cities, and it's called Family to Family. So this particular course is for family members to come for 12 weeks, Tuesday evenings, and learn how to better support their loved one who has a mental illness. And so what it does is it allows the families to build capacity for support. It also allows the families to meet other families that are going through the same struggles. So this is a wonderful course. We're really excited to have this in the Tri-Cities. And we're also happy that we were able to fill every spot starting September 16th on Tuesday evening. So this course for the fall is full, but we are now taking names for the course that will start in probably late January or early February. So wonderful, wonderful opportunity for families, because they often find they have no one to turn to, no one that understands what they're going through. So this is like a train the trainer, families training other families on how they can manage better. And there also is an event that we're doing at the Inlet Theater in Port Moody, which is a lovely theater, and we're bringing a guest speaker in who's going to be doing a theater show. You may have heard of her. Her name is Victoria Maxwell, and she's known as the Bipolar Princess. So Victoria has mental illness. She was diagnosed around the age of 27. She has created a theater show. It's a solo show. She plays every character in that show, and she takes people through her journey of coming to terms with mental illness from being a child to being an adult, and the dynamics between family and things like that. Very funny show with a very serious message. The tickets are $25. I do have tickets here if anyone's interested, or I'll leave order forms if by chance you want to come out and join us that night. All the proceeds from the event will go to the Society for our programs and services. And the show is Wednesday, October the 8th at the Inlet Theater. So that's a great opportunity to come out and have some laughs with supporting a serious cause. One other thing I wanted to talk about is sort of what the support of Beacon can do for Newview. So, you know, a lot of things that we do at Newview, our clubhouse programs and things, we're funded by Fraser Health for those programs, but there's always more things we need to offer and things we need to be doing, and there's just not the resources for it. We have young adults that live upstairs in Iris House, which is the top floor of our three-story building. That is where our 19 to 30-year-olds live for up to 2 years before they're transitioned into another form of housing. We have starter kits for when those people move in that are really helpful for them, because they come to us quite often with nothing. So something, you know, funds can go towards getting those kids set up better to adjust to living at Iris House and some of the things that they might need living there. And there's outings and programs for things, theater shows that come up, and maybe they want to put a group of people together and take them to a Christmas concert performance. So it's just so great to have a little bit of extra funds to say, I think we could do that, because we just have the bare minimum for the programs we run in the clubhouse. So there's a lot of ways you can support Newview. Money is always one way, but there's also volunteering. You could become a volunteer at Newview Society and just work with our different age groups. You could work in reception at the front desk just answering phones. You may decide you'd like to look into being a board member. So there's also volunteer opportunities as well. So it is a wonderful society. We have, as Sandy said, been around since 1973. 41 years is a long time. People will say, I haven't heard of this society, and I don't know why. But the real truth of it is, unless you had a family member come through and use our supports and services, there really wasn't a reason to probably know us. And we want to make that a little different now by stepping out in the community, talking more about who we are and what we do, and driving some extra support. And just letting people know that we're there. And, you know, mental illness has had a large stigma around it for a very long time, and that's changing now. So that's a really good thing. So thank you for bringing us here today. We're really delighted to have had this opportunity. I am happy to answer questions, but Jill and Louise could probably answer some of them maybe even better, because Louise has been with New View for probably 28 years, I'm thinking, a long time, and Jill, 15. So we have a number of employees that have been there a long time. So I will open the floor to questions.
Okay, we were thinking we might do that afterwards.
Oh, sure.
Have a few more minutes.
Sure.
For the service part.
Absolutely, that's fine. We can even do the questions downstairs
that
in the coffee room.
Perfect.
Okay,
that
wonderful.
Would be perfect. We all moved downstairs as soon as we finished up here for coffee and tea. And I know you'll be flooded with people wanting to know more about the work that you guys do.
And there are a few of these books at the front, and this is the 40-year timeline of the society. You're welcome to take
those. So I want to thank Susanna for telling us about New View Society, and encourage you to take a look online at their website, which has wonderful information, and it has a great video of the people that benefit from the New View Society and the people that work there, both. Good morning. I think I met most of you at the front door. I'm Deborah, and I'm the minister here at Beacon. When the New View Society came up as one of our three choices for the Sharing Our Plate program this last year, I was delighted that there was just so much enthusiasm for this particular society. For those who may not know about Beacon's Sharing the Plate program, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about it. The program was proposed by Ev and Joan Morris, Sandy Burpee, and Karen Greenland in 2008. Once a year, a small group of Beaconites create a short list. They do their research, they create a short list of three organizations in the Tri-Cities area, and sometimes in New West as well, that are worthy of our contributions through the year. They're doing good work to create a society that is fairer, more just, and compassionate. Environment groups, animal welfare groups, restorative justice groups are some of the kinds of organizations that we've supported in the past. At our general meeting in April, as a community, we choose one of those organizations. And then for one entire year, when we receive the offering each Sunday morning, we mention this particular organization. We say clearly that half of that open collection will be given to this organization. We are a small organization, a small community, but after 40 weeks, or give or take a few, our contribution becomes significant. The other thing that we do is we educate ourselves about the good work that organizations are doing in our area. We ask New View Society to come and speak to us like they did this morning, and offer perhaps small articles about specific programs that we then put into our newsletter through the year. Now, why do we do this? Why is this important? For the answer to that, I go to our principles. We know that we are part of that interdependent web of life, our seventh principle. We consistently live as best we can, our understanding that every person is part of that web of all existence, and that every person requires our respect because each person has inherent worth and dignity. What does that inherent mean? It means that we don't need to earn or do anything to have that worthiness and that dignity. We are human. And therefore, each of us, regardless of our age, or our earning ability, our class, or our culture, our race, or level of economic strength, our education, our physical or mental health, regardless of our life circumstances, we all have an inherent right to be treated with worth and dignity. That's our first principle. We're also inspired to live our lives from justice, equity, and compassion in our human relations. To live justly means to me that there is a fairness in my relations with others. I do not treat others differently than I expect to be treated, and perhaps I treat others even better. Equity is the quality of being impartial in one's dealings, holding back judgment until we are fully aware of the situation, and then compassion, which means to me that we live from our hearts. Altogether, justice, equity, and compassion are the three principles that we hold ourselves to in our human relationships, and these are the principles that are also integrated in the New View Society. Having looked at everything that you've done, I am deeply moved and inspired by your commitment to the community and those people that need your services. Now, these principles are not beliefs. They are principles that we covenant to affirm and promote. In other words, or to translate, we're promising ourselves that we will do our best to live our lives from them, informed and inspired by them. And so we are promoting these foundations on which we stand by supporting another group that we see an affinity for, and knowing that we ourselves can't do everything that there is to do in the society, we support those people who have the expertise, the knowledge in those areas. We are interconnected. This, I have no doubt. We are all part of that web of interdependent existence. Thank you again for being here this morning.